if only we realised the power of our words. I heard someone say once that words are containers of power. The things we say to others can either bring life or death, really. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I was watching a speaker on YouTube recently talking about this very thing. He told the story of his best friend who'd always sought his father's approval. But Dad was a hard taskmaster and never once encouraged his son. Finally, when this friend was at university, he scored straight A's in all his subjects. Surely now my father will say, well done, son. Surely now he'd received the approval that he so deeply craved. So, excited, he rang Dad and started to blurt out his good news. Dad's response, I'm busy right now. I'll call you back. He never did, at which point the man just gave up. He turned to drugs and alcohol and not long thereafter died of an overdose. The point that this speaker made was this: your mouth can spit venom or it can heal a wounded soul, which is exactly God's point. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. The tongue can speak words that bring life or death. Those who love to talk must be ready to accept what it brings. What does your tongue speak? Are you ready to accept the consequences of your words? Let me say it again. Words are containers of power, power for good or power for evil. If only we realized day to day, you and I, the power of our words, the power to hurt or to heal. The tongue can speak words that bring life or death. Those who love to talk must be ready to accept what it brings. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And let me tell you, God's word has more power for healing than we can ever begin to imagine. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.